Okay, this brings us back to
Adam 5. You want to go right into it?
Let's go right into it.
This is case number 1564523.
If I may, Your Honor, housekeeping-wise, the special counsel sent me an email that he got dropped and he was calling back in. I don't know if that happened.
Okay, be back in.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Your Honor, before we start, Your Honor is aware that there was another large case filed, I believe, since assigned to Your Honor. I have a call on that case at 2.
Okay.
I'm going to stay as long as I can and then ask now to be excused at that point.
That's fine. You can.
I just didn't want to interrupt.
I understand.
Thank you, Your Honor.
No, you may be excused at that time without further notice.
Very good. Thank you. And I didn't want anybody to think I was being disrespectful, but unfortunately, as Your Honor is painfully aware, the calendar was run long today.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Aladano. What do you want to do next?
Well, I believe I understand that they were only focused on the sale of the property.
That's right.
And my objection was to the behavior of the trustee, which I guess we're not hearing that.
I'm not going to hear that.
So on the value of the property,
okay.
First is what is the property? And he acknowledged, and we know that we saw
it. Are you going to give that? Are you going to give information about the value of the property?
Correct.
All right, come up in here and be sworn.
We know that 10 lots were sold during the 13th of the chapter 13, and Mr. Gordon stated that there are 150 lots to be sold. It is my understanding we'll discover from Mr. Gordon if he is selling actually 160 lots or 150 lots, thereby taking action in Chile to take away the property rights of those properties that were sold and monies paid to the creditors already. I think this was presented to the court, these sales were presented to the court and filed. The second is to the value of the property. And on the exhibits that were filed on page 45 is a letter from a realtor that is wanting to sell these properties at, in U.S. dollars, $13,000 each.
Hold on just a second. These are the exhibits you filed with the court?
Correct. Page 45.
Okay. Hold on. This is an email from Mr. Stapleton to you.
Page 45 is an email from Julio Carrasco, a realtor in Chile, Serena Propiedades, stating that he thinks the value is $8 million.
Your Honor, he would be referring to page 47 of 49 on the actual docket. He's got them hand-numbered at the right-hand corner.
See. Okay. So which page were they?
47 of 49 on the
47.
Actual on the actual okay. top of the docket.
All right, I'm there. So which of those am I supposed to look at?
The one that it has a label set in a propiedades. It is in Spanish.
That's going to make it hard for me to understand.
But it simply it says 8 million pesos. The following page.
Wait a minute. Where does it say?
It says, estos valores.
I'm sorry. Okay, so this is an email from Mr. Acevedo, did I say that right?
Correct.
To Claudio. And who is Claudio?
I am.
You're Claudio. Okay. Yeah. So, and then this email says what? Can you translate this for me?
Yeah, he says, I'm sorry what's happened with your lots, because he's been trying to sell them. Serena Propiedades is an agency that does real estate sale dedicated to the sale of property in the fourth region, which is the region where these properties are in Chile. These we do through our publications and our web page, Serena Propiedades CL, which is like first listing. They're probably the best for the down there between us, where you can see listed the prices of sales of lots. These values start from 8 million pesos, which I did a conversion is $13,000 estimated.
So is he saying
they
is
start
he saying that he'll market these lot that these lots are worth $13,000 each?
Beginning. Valores deste. They begin at 8,000, go up. And I get a link of publications of these properties. Good luck. We're attentive to your comments. Cordially, Mr. Carrero.
Okay.
The following page, number 46 in my enumeration,
okay,
are examples that came out just a few weeks ago that I printed of different properties in that area, none of them beginning less than 5 million pesos. Going to the range of 8 to 15, and these properties are not the properties that we have in Chile. The properties we have in Chile are next to the beach. They're right have 2 kilometers of road front, and their value is higher than these properties that I'm showing you here.
Okay.
In with respect to what is going on in Chile, and Mr. Gordon will, as an attorney, that will explain this. The properties in Chile, and an insolvency to every attorney that I've spoken to down there, says that an amount has to be presented before a sale can be done. So, what are my requests?
Your Honor, objection. I don't think this person is as a legal expert.
I'm gonna hear everything he has to say.
Yeah, I'm only saying
out what? The hearsay and the non-hearsay and the opinion test and all that other stuff, because it's just too complicated to try to sort out all the evidentiary stuff, and it's really a business judgment situation anyway.
So we understand.
Go ahead.
So my understanding is that in order for a proceeding to exist in Chile, an amount has to be stipulated. So we have asked Mr. Gordon several times for him to give us an amount to pay so that we can have someone in Chile sell that amount of properties to pay what is due. And he has refused. He refused me, then I was left without any money, of course, in a Chapter 7. We had to move because we were threatened here in town. But finally, I had enough money. I repeatedly sent emails to him, which he denies getting, for properties that we had buyers ready to sell, which could easily have been transacted with, even though there was a proceeding down there. All we would have to do is give him a power of attorney to sell properties as the buyers came up. He refused those. On page 35, the emails that Mr. Gordon denies receiving that I am sending were back in 2 years ago. On August 31st, I'm asking Mr. Gordon, and this goes before that, I'm trying to get Mr. Gordon to sell these properties in Chile, and he is refusing. So finally, I hire...
Okay, hold on. Let me read this. Let me read...
Page 35.
This is an email from Mr. Matthews.
The first one is from me to Gordon. Yeah. Yeah, right, correct. And the bottom one is from me to Matthews. August 31st, me.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to read page 35 of docket number 189, I think. Go ahead.
And then
wait a minute. Now I got it.
Then the following page, number 36, is basically an outline of, what to say or what has transpired. And then below that, continuing to page 37,
hold on,
38,
hold on. I don't see attached to the email in September of 2017. I don't see anything, and this is page 35. I don't see there any offers of any person to buy any of this property.
At the bottom of the page where it says sales pending, those are links, and then the following pages
Those are links to what?
To the what's printed out on page
36. Okay, so 36 says sales offers in Chile.
Correct, and then it starts at number 11.
Where does it say who's going to buy it?
Bottom of the page. Number 11. Detalle de venta de terrenos. Punta de Choros, number 11, Sierra Magena, La Truda.
Is that an offer from May 5th?
Right. We've been offering this for a while. I mean, the guys have been waiting around to buy these for a long time. And then this is, and then the next one, all these are, lined up one after the other. Each time it says detail the venta sale of Punta Choros. And then the name of the person, his social security number, contact information, the person that's bringing the email, all the information there. They're ready to buy. All we need is permission, and they'll go and send the money to Mr. Gordon. There's no fee, there's no expense. They will just go and give the money to Mr. Gordon through his contact, his attorney in Chile.
Okay.
So since he did not, he would not respond to me, I contacted the office of the trustee, tried to get them to get Mr. Gordon to attend to these sales. We wanted an amount so we would know how much. There were investors in Chile ready to pay whatever it was that we needed to pay. He would refuse. He continued to refuse. Then I finally scraped up a little money and got Ted Stapleton to see if he would negotiate. You know, I didn't want him to present himself to the court. I wanted him to negotiate with the trustee, because that's how I understood it. These sales had to go through the trustee, to negotiate with the trustee to get these sales done to pay the debt. And we would have had more and more sales. He refused, finally sending the letter, which is on page 43, which he basically just shuts down Mr. Stapleton and says, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And I guess that ended that.
That's January of 2018.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying for 2-3 years. Well, we've been trying from the very beginning to pay debt. I didn't come here to excuse any debt. I came to pay my bills, to keep my business, which Mr. Gordon stated in court that that's what he would do.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is the copy of the docket in Chile. The last thing that was filed in 20.
Is that part of this exhibit too?
Yeah, it's page 44. So the last thing that occurs there is on July 2018, a year ago. As far as I understand, and Mr. Gordon has an attorney in Chile, but as far as I understand, the property can't be sold. So he's, the only reason that he would present a request to sell the properties is just for delay. He can continue to delay for year after year and continue charging. So I'd like to know how much he's charged since 2018 doing nothing. You know, where are these amounts? What is going on here? I mean, we're trying to pay debt. And Mr. Gordon is trying to increase his administrative.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, presenting that, you know, the values that I presented are way, way beyond what Mr. Gordon stipulates the values are. It would be very, very easy if the court could stipulate an amount, come to terms with what is there. There have been objections to the amount that the creditors are requesting. Give us an amount, then let us sell these properties retail in Chile. There are people dying to buy these properties. These are the best properties in that area. We can get far more. And his job, Mr. Gordon's job, is to protect the estate, not to increase his administrative fee, which he clearly has shown that is his only intent. If you could just request Mr. Gordon to permit us to conduct these sales, there is no cost for this. Like he said, there's only a 2% commission in Chile. This is done by an arm of the court, the Chilean court. That's how closings are done in Chile. So it goes to a notary, which is a part of the court. The money is taken by that notary and given to the representative, Neil Gordon. There is no fee. There is no charge. And what I'm saying is that the court in Chile requires an amount to begin with anyway. They're not going to sell these properties. They're not going to permit the sale until there is an amount. So as long as he doesn't give an amount, he can continue to increase his administrative fees. That's why I'm requesting that he be denied this permission to sell, especially at such a ridiculously low value.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, yeah. I mean, think of my situation. You know, I had a business. I had a property. He says one thing. I trusted him, you know, when he took it over at this Chapter 7, that he was going to do what he said in court. Instead, he turned around in a month. I'd like to find out what connection there is to the buyers that he presented. You know, are they part of the previous owner? You know, is there something going on here? Why is this happening the way that it is? I get thrown out on the street, then I'm threatened, have to run out of town. I'm threatened that they're going to call DFACS and have my child taken away. I can't stay in Georgia. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm left, you know, and then he says here in his email, almost like laughing to Theodore Stapleton, I don't see how a homeless debtor is going to be able to pay this off. Of course I could pay it off. There's a value there in Chile, and there are people that want to buy it. I can't pay it off if he won't permit it. So since we are only dealing with the value of these properties, then that's where we are. But the fact here is that we should be dealing with the behavior of Mr. Gordon.
We're not dealing with the behavior of Mr. Gordon.
But we should.
Today, other than to the extent that it involves why we're doing this sale.
We should also consider the fact that those 10 lots in Chile that were presented by Mr. Valdigiuli, which was in court, and those sales, I think it's called ratified. They should be ratified. So these people that we sold these properties to can have their property. The creditors were paid with that money. And if you need an accounting for what I did in Chile, I didn't go there to spend money or keep money. You know, I went there just to get, I mean, there was a cost of getting this set up. It was almost as though I go there to make this subdivision possible. And then it ends up in Mr. Gordon's hands with a reputation for doing this sort of behavior. He's famous. There are no attorneys. There are no attorneys that will go there. I found two attorneys out of all the attorneys in Atlanta that will go against this gentleman. Everyone else won't touch it. And of those two, one wouldn't, and the other one wanted $7,000 just to look at the case. I don't think I have anything much more to say than this is pretty obvious to me, but you know, I don't know what.
You know, okay. Thank you. Any questions?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you. You may step down, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you, Your
Honor. Hold on just a moment, Judge. Okay.
All right, so Mr. Gordon,
Sir.
Or Mr. Matthews. One, does this have to be approved by the Chilean court too?
Yes.
So that hasn't happened yet.
No, in fact, the reason for that gap that was referred to earlier is that it follows this court. We have to get everything certified from this court, goes to the district court. How do you pronounce it? Apostille?
Yes, Your Honor, we get court approval here first, then we have to get an apostilled document, which means I have to go get a certified copy of the motion and then of the order, like when we employed the firm of Cadiacia, okay. And we employed Mr. Bertolino as broker and now.
There's a receiver down there?
I think Mr. Villaseca on the line could respond to that better. I don't understand the Chilean proceedings.
Who is this on the line with that?
Roberto Villaseca.
Special counsel.
Spell his name for me.
Roberto, V-I-L-L-A-S-E-C-A. It's V as in Victor, Villasica.
So how do you say it?
I don't know how he says it, but I say Villasica.
His name is on the sheet you may have, Your Honor.
I may be mispronouncing. Maybe Villasica.
Is it Villasica?
Roberto, are you on the line?
Yes, that's fine. Villasica, it's fine. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather have it accurate as opposed to just fine. How do you say it?
Villasica. Yeah.
All right, that's about probably as close as I can get. All right, so how does this proceeding work?
Okay, so it works in the following manner. We were contacted by the estate of Mr. Aventanes, and we opened an ancillary proceeding here in Chile before the local court of La Serena, which is the place where the lots are located. The way this proceeding works is it basically Chilean law allows the recognition of a foreign proceeding, and that proceeding is recognized for all legal purposes here. So what we did was we filed for the recognition of this proceeding with the La Serena court, and when the court had the proceeding recognized, we are basically following the orders of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court and the trustee. The trustee is considered the agent of the estate for purposes of the local proceedings down here, and the local court is basically certifying that any orders that the trustee gives to the local court are within the limits of public policy in Chile and can be fulfilled here. And that was how we obtained an injunction over the loss. So the only form of selling this lots right now is with a court approval and following the orders of the state.
Okay. So can the property be sold piecemeal, or do you have to sell it all at one time?
It's a matter of convenience for the creditors. It could be sold piecemeal, but you would face the following difficulties, I think. The first one is a legal difficulty. Each lot sold will need to be approved before the court. Whereas if you sell the whole property, you will need to have only one general approval, which is the one we're seeking, that the trustee is seeking before your court, Your Honor. The second difficulty I think you would face is that this is a property that is undeveloped. It's in a rural area where there is only one road, but there is no internal road, and we're talking about a 160 acre property. So you would need a certain development in order to sell a piecemeal property and get a profit from that. And you would have to invest in it, and you would have to wait several years in order to sell 155 lots, which is the number of lots that are pending sales here. So you would be facing several years of administration, further administrative fees or legal fees. You would be facing each transaction cost. Each of the lots transaction would have a cost of at least $300 to $400. Whereas if you sell it in an auction, you just have the transaction cost that's going to be borne by the buyer when the buyer purchases that at the auction. And then you also have the fact that you have certain protections in an auction process. It's going to be a public, transparent process, and if anyone has buyers, If the debtor, of course, can participate, and if he has buyers that are in line to buy the property, maybe those buyers will be interested in to participate in an auction that's going to be open to public, and they could be also optioning for the property. So there's a number of guarantees that I think are given by following this proceeding. Another guarantee that is that Mr. Bertolino is the auctioneer that's been contacted by the estate. He's a well-known and well-reputed auctioneer in the area. He was a congressman for that area. And he's a well-contacted individual, and we expect that he will be able to obtain a high attendance to the auction. So I think those are the so to speak, the commercial aspects of the piecemeal sale against an auction process. Could you do the piecemeal sales? Yes, you could. But you would have to have buyers for each lot, and then those buyers would need to be approved by the court. You still need a court approval for every lot sold. On the other hand, you have this general approval that's going to sell the whole lot for just one movement with less administrative costs. But those, I think, are the considerations that you should bear in mind. I would like to point out regarding the movement of the Cape here in Santiago. It's not Santiago, La Serena, but the last movement of the Cape was in January 2019. The thing is that in the case file, we have different dockets. So it doesn't show the docket that Mr. Andaño brought up to the court, but the last movement was in January 2019. I'd just like to point that out for the sake of correctness.
Okay. Is there a... So when the court in Chile approves this, will there be a hearing?
The court, the proceeding in Chile is mostly in writing, so there will be a hearing in writing. The court will give a period to every, there is a legal period for every person that has a disagreement with this action to appear before the court and to make present whatever objections they have.
But if
there's not going to be an oral hearing.
If there's an objection, there would be a hearing?
If there's an objection, yes, there will be a hearing.
Okay. So when are the objections filed?
I'm sorry, I beg your pardon?
When would...
Your Honor?
What I'm contemplating is... This is a Chilean proceeding. If Mr. Avendano has a problem, he can object in Chile.
So, yes, he can.
Okay. So I'm just wondering when he would need to do that.
He can do it at any stage of the proceeding. There's a general provision in the insolvency law, in the Chilean insolvency law, that allows for the debtor and for whatever creditors, other creditors they may be, to file in court, in Chile, whatever objections they have to the way the proceeding is being conducted. It's an open, not formalized proceeding.
And that has not started yet, am I right? Because you're waiting... You're waiting to file for approval in Chile until this court says it's okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
The nature of the proceeding in Chile is ancillary, so we recognize your court, Your Honor, as the primary court, and the local court will follow these bankruptcy court orders.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to order the Chilean court to do anything. But all right, Mr. Avendano, do you have questions of Mr. Diasica? I got close.
With regards to the sales that were done in 2015, 2016, there were 10 lots that were sold to a variety of people. With regards to those sales, they will object at that point. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question. Could you repeat that?
Hold it. Stop. All right, here's the question. There were 10 lots that Mr. Avendano sold during the bankruptcy case. And his question is whether those 10 lots are included in what would be sold now.
Okay. There are, from the information we have, there are several lots that are excluded, are completely excluded because they were sold before the injunction was registered in the registrar, in the La Serena registrar. And there are two lots, just two of them, that were sold while the injunction was already in place. And those lots have not been transferred, and the person who bought those lots filed an objection in court asking the court to declare that those lots should be transferred to them. We, in representation of the state, objected to those presentations, and the court rejected the presentations of these persons. And the matter is currently in appeal. But as a general rule, there are, of the 161 lots that formed the property, there are 155 that are ready to be sold and without a problem.
Does that answer your question?
It does. So there will be, this will be contested if it's sold anyway.
Sounds like it already has been.
It has. My question is, does the court in Chile require an amount to be set and the insolvency to be paid? In other words, there has been no amount has been set as to what is due in the insolvency yet. So can the properties be sold without an amount set?
Yeah. So the answer to your question is also within the nature of the proceedings here. You see, the way this works is, if there was a main proceeding here in Chile, a main insolvency proceeding, there would be an amount to be paid to the creditors, and the money obtained from the sale would go to those creditors to pay that amount. But as this is an ancillary proceeding, the court has not inquired into the amount of the debt, which is a matter that is being handled by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. So the minimum is set forth. The court will approve a minimum for the sale, but that is being commercially set forth by the broker, and it's not legally required.
So if I object in Chile to the sale of these lots without an amount due as the creditor, then I can prevent the sale.
Not really. The amount for the sale will be according to the basis for the options that we are proposing. The amount for the sale, the price, will be the highest option that is obtained. And if there is no option that goes above the minimum, there will be no sale. And there might be a new option by changing the minimum, but there will be no sale if the minimum is not obtained. So the way it works is the highest bidder will get the property, and we expect that higher bidder to go up, way above the minimum.
Which is way beyond what the debt is. Would it not be best to have a set amount that needs to be paid and then sell only those lots to pay that amount, to look for a buyer that you will just buy enough to pay for that amount, a set amount?
These lots are located in an undeveloped land. You may be able to sell one or two lots, maybe four or five. This is the opinion of our broker and auctioneer. But you will not be able to sell a substantial amount of lots if you sell them piecemeal. It will take time. It will have high administrative costs, and in the end, it's going to continue to amount costs.
Yeah, you misunderstand
that we have paid it
from clearing. You misunderstand me. I am saying to sell an amount of lots, let's say you know, 20 lots, 30 lots, whatever we think is, because we don't know here, nobody will tell us what is due. So if we can establish an amount to pay, then we can establish a certain amount of lots, give them a price, put them up for sale, sell them, pay the debt, and have it done with. Correct?
Oh, yeah, you could do that. There's no legal impediment to do that.
So that would avoid having to...
If an example, if the debt of the state were, for example, $20,000 or something, you could say, yes, of course, I'm going to sell 10 lots now, and then yeah. And the rest are going to be listed because that's the total debt.
Right. So by not having an amount, then we're stuck with a situation where we will have to go into an appeal of this case in Chile and further legal cost before we can sell it and pay creditors.
Oh, I am sorry. There's one consideration that you should have. If you're going to sell just a part of the property, you're going to probably have to subdivide the property, and that might take also time.
Well,
so if you don't sell to subdivide, and that may take time.
Yeah, I didn't have that issue. The notary in Chile gave us permission to sell whatever we wanted. If we describe the property, they'll sell it. We've got the lots. All these have rolls in Chile. They're ready to sell. So if we just describe it, the notary will sell it, and the buyer will pay the money, and you'll get the money and give it to the court here. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
So you would have, the issue, I think we're going back to the original issue here. So you have 155 lots. If you sell them the complete property, it's going to be quicker, it's going to have less administrative costs, you're going to have to go through the court approval just once, and you can do it in an auction process that is transparent, you can set a minimum, etc. If you go and try to privately sell the lots, it's going to take more time, you're going to have more administrative costs, you're going to have to conduct individual sales and paperwork with the legal fees that implies. You're going to have to go through the court approval process every time you're selling the lot.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Stop. Don't interrupt him for two reasons. One, he can't hear you when he's talking, so it's useless. Two, don't interrupt him when he's talking. Now, don't argue with him. He's already told you what his view is. You have another question to ask.
Well, I just want to establish this and just make sure that what he said was correct.
I'll ask him.
If we have a set amount to pay,
yes,
then we don't have to sacrifice, because an auction...
He's already said that.
Yeah.
Time out. Let me see if I got it straight. Your point is, if we know how much we need to pay here, then we might not have to sell all of the lots.
Exactly.
We could just sell some.
Exactly.
And you asked him whether you could do that, and he said yes.
Yeah.
I got it.
And not only that.
Okay.
Now hold on. But here's an
Do you have another question to ask him?
Well, I think he's already answered, but I just want to say this to
What's
you.
The question you want to ask him?
Well, that it would be much more cost effective than having to fight an appeal of trying to sell the whole lot, because there's a contested, he just said, two contested lots that will appeal this in Chile. And we don't know that they're going to permit it, so we're creating
Time
more
out.
Problem.
All right. So the question is, what will be the difficulties of an appeal of the other claimants to this property? And the question is, wouldn't it be better to sell just some of the lots so that you wouldn't have to sell those lots and you wouldn't have to deal with the appeal? Is that the question?
Well, yeah. Let's say the values that I showed you.
Is that the question?
Correct.
Okay. Answer that question, please, Mr. Villaseca.
Okay. The lots affected by the appeal are two lots out of 161. So you can exclude those lots from the auction. And with that, we will exclude the risk of them being contested in their appeal. But then we have another thing to consider here. So you could do that. You could sell 153 lots and conditionally sell the ones subject to the appeal. But the other thing you have to consider is that we prevailed in the first instance court. We prevailed on this issue, and the contestants were rejected. And we expect, we cannot assure, of course, but we expect to prevail on the appeal.
Okay, next question.
Well, the question is that these sales were ratified, were not ratified, they were
presented.
We're
not going to argue whether they were or were not ratified. That's beyond.
But it creates an additional legal problem for us.
That's not the question here. There's a dispute.
Well,
it's been decided by the Chilean court. It's on appeal. Next question.
Oh, my next question, I think he's already answered it, that it would be better to have a set amount. If this value...
He didn't say it would be better. He said it was possible. Next question.
Well, my question is to you. I think we've resolved everything that we know. We know what there's going to be appeal in this in Chile.
I think we know.
We have a value of $3 million at the high end.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now.
No, I have nothing further.
Okay.
For the witness.
Do you have anything further, Mr. Avenatti?
Yes, I do.
What? Tell me.
Well, if the value of these properties... From what I presented is from 1.9 to $3.5 million. And they're asking for, what, $300,000, which is contested anyway, so we don't know what their amount is. But at the high end, it's like $300,000. Is that correct?
No.
How much is it?
Hold on. It's an auction sale with a minimum of $353,000 round numbers.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the value that I have shown the court that these properties have, which is far, far higher than what
you think it's 1.9 to 3.5 million.
That's correct.
Okay, I get that. I get that's your opinion.
So what I'm saying is, why would it harm the estate to figure out what is due, calculate an amount there, and just see. I mean, we spent 2 years, but just see if a buyer will show up, it'll pay that amount. And if not, then we auction it. But I can almost guarantee, after all the people that I've communicated with in Chile, I have investors in Chile that want to buy this.
Okay.
Neil Gordon just doesn't want to sell it.
All right.
No court, no, I'll sign a power of attorney, it gets sold, the money goes to the court, and it's done. And I get to keep my land. You know, everything else has been taken from me, and the value, he says it's not that much money, so the value that these attorneys are taking is more than the original debt. Far more than the original debt. Not only that, but they're destroying my estate.
All right, I'm ready to rule, Mr. Gordon.
Do I need to say anything?
You don't need to say anything.
I'll sit.
You're going to win in part and lose in part, maybe, but it's gone on long enough. I know what I'm going to do, and it's just time. All right, first of all, this is all my findings of fact and conclusions of law. What we have is a need to liquidate property of the estate, and the property of this estate is in Chile. And so, as an initial matter, the best way to liquidate this, we have to liquidate this property in accordance with the laws of Chile, obviously. And so the easiest maybe thing for me to do, which is what I'm going to do, maybe it's a way out of avoiding this problem, is I'm going to let the Chilean courts decide this question, in a sense. Because this process in Chile, as I understand it, is subject to objection, and I'm going to approve this with the specific understanding that Mr. Avenatto, as a as the debtor in this case, has interest in standing and ought to be heard by the Chilean court and ought to receive notice of it. And I'm going to direct Mr. Gordon that either you or your lawyers make sure that he has email notice of the proceedings in the Chilean court and of the, any deadlines for his need to object to the process down there. So I'm going to authorize this to go forward because, first of all, the preliminary showing of the trustee is from him and his lawyer that there's been an appropriate exercise of business judgment in how to liquidate this property in Chile. There's a dispute over whether we should sell all of it, whether we should sell it, and whether we should sell it retail or piecemeal, or all of it as a bunch. And I'm satisfied from what Mr. Villaseca has said that this has been given careful thought by professionals in Chile, and their opinion is the best way to liquidate this property, to realize the most value for the estate from this property, is to do an auction sale with this auctioneer, and all subject to approval of the court. So I'm not making these determinations. I don't want them quoted anywhere in the sense that I'm making a decision that this is the way to do it. All I'm saying is this is the procedure that makes sense today based on what I have. And what I have is not much information about. Y'all have been talking about where this property is in Chile. Regrettably, Mr. Villaseca, I have not been to Chile, so I don't know anything about the Chilean real estate market. I've heard it's a wonderful and beautiful country, so maybe I can get down there sometime, but it would not be appropriate to go down there and view it for this case. So the point is, this is a Chilean problem, and it's the Chilean court that should be the ultimate place to decide how this should proceed. And so that, number one, is the general ruling that I'm making. Mr. Avenado, we have the same problem that we had before, which is you keep saying there are people that want to buy this property, there are people that want to buy this property. I hear your complaints about the trustee. I get it. I understand those complaints. The emails do not indicate a particularly receptive and cooperative attitude in some respects. I agree with you. I don't disagree with you, let me put it that way. Nevertheless, and I don't know all the facts and circumstances, so I don't need a defense from the trustee because I don't know. I know that Mr. Gordon and his lawyer are reputable professionals who regularly deal in this court and are respected in the community. So I don't propose to try to sort that out, but I understand where you are coming from is what I'm saying. Nevertheless, and even accepting that, I still don't see a feasible way to get this property sold in a retail way. I would expect to see people who are today willing to buy this property. And so if that is still possible, if there are people who are willing to buy this at retail, then I am hopeful that if you can make this showing in the Chilean court, that the Chilean court would look at it and say, yeah, you're right. But I'm going to let the Chilean judge is the proper judge to make that determination about property that is in Chile. So I wish you well. I wish that it were so. I wish that there was something that you could show that would indicate that there are really people who want to buy these properties. In that regard, I'm going, as part of this, and in order to facilitate this process and to have an understanding, and Mr. Villasica mentioned transparency, and we ought to have it. So we have a bar date in this case, and we have a known set of creditors, and we have professionals that are going to need to be paid. And so I think it's appropriate, and I will direct the trustee to prepare an estimate of what the cost, what the total amount required to administer this case will be. I understand you don't know how much Mr. Avenatto is going to require in further work, perhaps because of objections. I get all that. But I'm going to require that there be an estimate of what it would take today to close out this case, or whatever day you want to pick, what it would take today to make everybody happy. So that Mr. Avenatto knows that, I know it, and the Chilean court knows it, in case that's relevant. And so, based on that, Chilean court may decide, you know, let's just sell some part of it, not all of it, I don't know, but it leaves all of that open. And so, and then I also understand that it may mean that there might be more than that, unforeseen circumstances. It's not going to be binding. But if we sell part of it, we still have the other part left, we can sell more of it later. So, I'm approving it. I think the idea of an auction sale, in light of what I have today with reserve, makes sense. Proper exercise of the trustee's judgment. It's subject to objection in Chile, in the Chilean court. We need an estimate of what the amount is. And then I guess what the current amount is. We should have a pretty good idea what the current amount is, and then an estimate of what would be required to close the case, and it may be a range. There should be a good faith effort to state what the amount is, and the range may vary depending on how much further effort. So you might make an assumption that if nothing else happens, this is what it costs, and if we have to have litigation over something, then it'll cost something else. Okay.
Question, Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
Clarification. So when we're doing the estimates,
right?
Because the trustee commission, as you know, is a formula. Should it be based on as if we were paying the creditors in full then? Is that what we're doing? Yeah. Okay.
I'm assuming a full payment case, okay? And all the administrative expenses paid in full. So, yes, whatever distributions with the commission would be based on whatever distributions they.
And the other, I just wanted to, because our special counsel is still on the phone, I hope. Roberto, are you still there?
Yes.
I just wanted to know, before we close down today, if there are any issues on your side dealing with the court in Chile that need to be addressed further by either Judge Bonnefell or those of us who are here to make this work?
No, I think that the approval of the sale by the action process and the auctioneer should be enough, and then we'll present that to a local court.
I think that means I'm approving the employment of the auctioneer.
That was part of the relief request.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll do that. Subject to all the other conditions, I'm doing that, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm approving. I'm basically saying, so there's no doubt about this, and I am confident, although, Mr. Villasica, we've never met, but I am confident in you that the Chilean court is going to understand what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is saying this process can go forward and I am relying on the Chilean court to figure out what's the best way to do this. I'm not telling the Chilean court to do it. I'm not expecting the Chilean court to do it. I'm not expecting the Chilean court not to do it. I'm totally deferring to the Chilean court to make this determination about how to liquidate this property that's in Chile.
To be clear, I think what I would contemplate is an order granting this motion that, as far as the U.S. court is concerned, the auction as proposed can go forward. The auctioneer is approved to be employed.
Yep.
But all of this is subject to objection filed
all this
by the court.
Subject to determination by the court.
By the court in Chile. The court in Chile will have another.
Without prejudice to any objections that Mr. Avenatto or anybody else may have.
Absolutely, no.
We would obviously prepare the order, but run it by our special counsel to be sure that we haven't missed
it. And Mr. Avenatto and U.S. Trustee.
Of course. But I think we get special counsel first to make sure we have it aligned, and then we'll send it to the others.
Sure. Mr. Oaks, I didn't ask for you before I ruled. I figured.
But I stood up.
Did you?
Just now.
I got that.
So, with permission, I just want to make sure that all of the parties are thinking about as many things as everybody can think about. Are there going to be tax consequences in the United States and or in Chile that need to be factored into this budget? I'll use the word budget. I don't know if Your Honor did, but that's what it feels like, that we need to be.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Thank you.
We had employed in this country Mr. Shumway, who the court may be aware of, has been dealing with a medical crisis. Back in this country, but it may be another week or 10 days before he's really working again. But we will.
Oh, is she back? For those who don't know, Spence Shumway is a bankruptcy accountant, and his wife had serious illness while in Romania and almost died.
Been in a coma for
had been worried
weeks.
About long-term consequences, but she woke up one day and recognized people and thought things were good. So she's back in the country now?
That's my understanding, or else she's about to arrive. But she's coming back in, one of those light flight. We'll talk with his office. He has another accountant there. And let me just say to Roberta.
Anyway, you understand what, you probably had already figured that out anyway. But
for Roberto's purposes, I don't know if you heard what Mr. Oaks from the Justice Department was suggesting, was that we have to factor in tax consequences of the sale. You'll have to help us out with that on the Chilean side of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if I interrupted Mr. Oaks, if he was bringing up any other issues.
No, I just was just thinking about it. I just didn't want there to be any surprises. I don't want to get X numbers of months down the road and then say, I wish we would have thought about that. That was my concern.
Everybody's sensitive to this now. Yes, go ahead, Mr. Bonagula.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Your Honor. In an amicus capacity.
But to whom?
Exactly. To the court now. Just by listening to the proceedings, a couple of thoughts came to my mind. I just wanted to bring the court's attention. There is pending a motion to ratify the sales of those properties. Most of them have been deemed pre-injunction from what I hear from Council of Chile.
I'm not sure what the injunction is.
Before they imposed the...
Your Honor, there is no automatic stay in Chile. So once we got this approval to file the ancillary proceeding, Mr. Vila Seca had to go get an injunction in Chile.
Sounds like I'd be inclined to clean all that up by saying we're just not going to worry about that. But.
Well, yeah. So that's really not an issue. There were lot 55 and then lots 112, 13, 14, 15, 16 that are not... on the trustee's motion to sell as part of the parcels.
Excluded.
They're excluded.
So you're excluding those anyway.
They're excluded anyway. However, no, I know that. That's what I'm telling them.
Okay.
Right? However, there were lots 57, 41, 77, and 80. I think of those four, only two of the lot owners or buyers are appealing the process in Chile. The reason I bring this out is that if a order ratifying the ones that are included in the sale were entered by this court, that might resolve those issues that are pending in Chile, because this court has made a ruling ratifying the sales, therefore they don't have to fight for ownership of the property. That's number one.
Mr. Gordon?
Because that motion was pending here before the court.
Mr. Gordon, what's your view of that? You might want to consult with Mr. Harrison before.
Part of this was also...
The state or somebody got some of that money, I guess.
Yes, Your Honor. My feeling was, as special counsel was explaining, that it may be a conscious decision on our part to exclude certain lots from the sale just to avoid all these problems. There are a lot of lots.
Well, what Mr. Valadulia suggests, we just ratify those sales. That's what you want anyway, right, Mr. Ivanov?
Yeah, we would avoid further legal action.
Okay. So just, you know, unless you have an objection, we don't have to decide now. But Mr. Gordon, consent, unless the U.S. trustee has something to say about it, I'll enter an order ratifying those sales and we'll be done.
What special counsel said was that we knew this already, was that the insolvency court in Chile had already ruled against two of the lots.
Well, I understand.
So I'm not sure how this interplays. I would want to hear from you.
I'm not going to decide this today. Y'all figure it out.
Oh, I see.
Either I'll sign an order. One, you can reschedule the motion. Two, I'll sign an order that, Mr. Gordon, if you consent to it, I'll sign an order ratifying the sale. Or three, did I already say we could schedule another one? Everybody, Mr. Valadulia, sit down so I can take a consent announcement in another case.
We'll figure it out, Your Honor.